You might think you're looking at the race riots, the civil rights riots in the 1960s. You might think you're looking at the Rodney King riots, but no. What's happened in Minneapolis and across the United States, as you see the violence and the anger, stems from something that has unified everybody. The killing, there's no other way to say it, of 46-year-old George Floyd. It was Memorial Day. That's the Monday holiday in the United States. Mr. Floyd, there's video of this. A police officer who's now been named knelt on his neck or put his knee on his neck. You could hear, I'll play for you this later, it's so disturbing, Mr. Floyd saying, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." Another police officer stood in front. There were multiple witnesses. He suffocated and died. It was, to anybody looking, cold-blooded murder. Minneapolis has been burning since. Why aren't these police officers in jail? The mayor of Minneapolis and the chief of police are calling for calm after one man died in the fires. Someone who's on the front lines, so we can understand this, is a man named Trey Pollard. He's the founder and CEO of something called We Push for Peace. He spent 17 hours at the protests yesterday. He met with the mayor of Minneapolis and the chief of police. Trey's story is remarkable. He grew up in the south side of Chicago. He spent time in prison for drugs and alcohol. But for the last 27 years, he's been clean. He's a well-known activist. And he does not believe in violence. Trey Pollard joins us now. Mr. Pollard, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
When you saw the video of George Floyd, and I'm going to play it in a second, just tell me your reaction, sir.
To be honest with you, Mr. Sullivan, I wasn't surprised. It was just a matter of time before something like this was to occur again. And saddened at the same time, because obviously it could have very much so been avoided.
I'm going to play this video, sir. Some people haven't heard it. I'm going to just play a little bit about it. It's painful. The reason, folks, I'm going to play it is it's real. This is a person's life, and there are four police officers who sat there and did nothing while this happened. It's hard to watch, Trey. It's hard to listen to. Tell me about the protests when you were on the front lines for 17 hours. What was it like there as this oscillated between a peaceful process and then it turned into a violent one?
Well, we have two different locations. The location that's on 38th in Chicago is where the incident occurred. And at that location, it's extremely peaceful. You have hand sanitizing stations, giving out free masks, giving out free water. Some people are even actually coming out there barbecuing, passing out food, etc. Then the location where the officers were, you know, where they worked at or where they worked out of, is on Lake in Minnehaha, which is where you guys see all the destruction at. And the protest that's happening on Third Precinct, we were there yesterday for a number of hours, as you alluded to. And, you know, the community knows us, they respect us, so they in turn listen to us. And, but you can only give so much of yourself in, you know, trying to keep the peace and trying to keep the violence down. So after being over there for, like I stated, 16, 17 hours, I just didn't have anything left in me. And so the group of men that we assembled, we left. We went home to our families and to get some rest because we knew we would have to get up and do it again. And all holy hell broke loose at that point. And it was very disheartening. Our message has been very simple. It's okay to share your frustration and share your anger, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And you're not going to get no results at the courthouse by burning down Target or burning down an AutoZone or anything to that magnitude. And we're trying our best to keep these young men and women conscious of that.
But it's hard, sir. And I agree with you. And I think most do. There is a sense, and maybe you could, what do these protesters say to you? Because they believe that African-American, mainly men, but men and women, are simply victims of police brutality and death with impunity, that these officers haven't even been arrested. And I understand the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI are conducting a criminal investigation, but this is a long, this is, as you know better than anybody, this is a, there's a long pattern here. Do you understand the reaction?
I do. I do. Again, just like, you know, when I'm out there and I'm talking to all these young men and women, I the first thing I let them know is that I share in their frustration and I share in their pain. That's not without question. You know, When I'm talking, I let the, you know, because the crowds are extremely diverse. And if you look at some of the news clips of individuals running in and out of Target with stolen merchandise, et cetera, you know, those are not black men and women. Those are, you know, natives and Caucasians and et cetera. And so what happens during a peaceful protest that we're trying to, you know, to continue is you have, you know, different people from different states coming in town, and those are the ones that's throwing the bottles, that's throwing the water bottles, that's causing the chaos and confusion. And what I'm trying to get these young black men and women to understand is this community that you're allowing everybody to burn down and et cetera, like, you have to live. When you wake up, you're going to have to see the destruction that you're allowing people coming to your community to do. It's really, really, that's one of the structures that got burnt down was a low income building that the city of Minneapolis was building for lower income families. Mm-hmm. Now that construction has been burnt down to rubble. And what I
totally get that, but does turn, and I, gosh, it's difficult. I'm not trying to judge Trey, but I will say, sir, that my goodness, when we start judging the protesters' excesses, does it let the police excess off the hook?
No, I don't think it does at all. Now, you know, you have thousands of people that's out here, you know, and my point, the point that I'm making is, like, you have a right to protest. You do. But, you know, and these businesses that's in this community is the same businesses that employs a lot of these people in this that's community, right. You know. And here it is. Now you tear that structure and you tear that structure down. Now you done alleviated probably 25,000 jobs at Target alone. Now all the while we're dealing with this pandemic. Again, like, I share in their frustration and I share in their anger. But when you protest and you standing for something, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now, if we're out here protesting and we're standing for George Floyd, in which I've known for years. Now, this was a gentle giant. You hear everybody talking about him, and they telling you that he's a gentle giant. He was a man of God. He was a man of peace, etc.
So you my know point him. Is, you knew him.
Absolutely, I knew him. Absolutely. So my point is, if we protesting on behalf of him, shouldn't that protest resemble who he was as an individual? Now, George Floyd is not finna be throwing no damn cocktail bombs in the Target and running in there stealing 50-inch televisions. He's just not. That's not something he's ever done. And what I'm saying is, yes, we want to see results. Yes, we do. It's not. That's without question. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office seen the same video that you watching, that everybody watched across the world. Why he hasn't been charged and arrested yet, I have no clue. But what I try to keep these young men and women mindful of is that, just like me, when I got out of prison, a change of pace brings about growth. Everything is a process. Unfortunately, that's how America is built. It's a process. So we have to allow this process to play out, however we look at it.
Trey Pollard is the founder and CEO of We Push for Peace. I'm sorry for the loss of your friend. I really appreciate your voice and listening to you, sir.